So we're good. So if you want to start, you can go ahead.
All right.
We ready? Anytime you guys.
You ready?
Okay, we'd like to get started. And we'd like to call to order this meeting of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for, Thursday. December 13, 2018, and present our commissioners Smilage, Gorganian, and myself, Beriducci. First item, application number 19.613 at 55 Thompson Place regarding installation of a new roof deck. So if you want to come up and introduce yourselves and
guess,
I'm Paul Lanza. I represent the owner of Old Tisson.
If you guys want to pull up a chair, you can certainly make yourself comfortable. Okay.
Sometimes if I sit, I can't do that.
I'm just lovely. I didn't say that today.
Yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm.
I sorry. I'm Rachel Goldbell. I work for Fusion Design Consultants, so we're the architect working on this project.
And I'm Jim Duffy, also with Fusion Design.
So basically, we have a tenant moving into the second floor who wants to add a new roof deck to the existing space.
To the lower annex portion of the roof. Mm-hmm. As you can see, we were up here recently for approval to renovate the existing roof deck for the other tenant in the building, which occupies C26. And this tenant would like to utilize this roof space here for the deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about 740 square feet. We've provided images of standing on the street looking up towards the proposed location. Basically, composed of a railing that would look like the railing that's on the third or that upper floor. Painted black to blend in. We don't want anything to stand out too much. We provided a little footprint where we laid out the actual dimensions of the deck so you can see the size of it and scale of it with some masking tape too.
Cool. Where is the plan? It's in
towards the back of the packet.
Yeah, there's a plan on this, page 7. So two sides, or really three sides, would have a railing that would be 42 inches tall, and then the far right, or the right side of the plan would be planters that wouldn't be much taller than the railing itself.
If you want to look at page 6, it shows up a sort of a red highlighted area superimposed on the existing roof.
Okay. So this, the railing that's on the floor above, that is already a deck that's being used or what?
Yes, that was the one that was existing to the building back in 1998, which we had to upgrade the pavers to make them code compliant. And then we had to extend the height of the railing, which we did, which you guys requested that we paint it black to blend in. So we completed that also.
Yeah, so we would try to match that so at least it looks the same.
So a simple tubular handrail is what we're looking at.
So page 5 shows the amount of the railing that's going to be visible from the street. Is that what that's I'm looking at?
Yeah. So that line was drawn. I stood up there with a tape measure. You can't really see me. I'm kind of blending into the shadows there, but that's the top of where my tape
measure lands
with the 42. Yeah. So it's basically you just see the top, basically.
Mm-hmm. Similar to what you would see on the other one.
Yeah. Exactly.
A little less actually when you look at the
floor.
And you have, and so the size of it is how did they arrive at these dimensions? In other words, why did they, what's the reason for coming 17 feet out versus 15 feet or, you know?
I think it was just to get extend out towards the left, because on the right side there's just an office building and a big HVAC unit, so we extended to the opposite direction just so you're away from the HVAC unit that's in the back right corner. And then there's only one door going out to the space and one exit, so we tried to keep it under 50 people or under 750 square feet as well. And then we tried to only go, I didn't want to go out too far because of the street view.
Mm-hmm.
So 17 seemed like a comfortable dimension for that.
I mean, it's pretty, even, I mean, it's going to be visible. It's pretty benign, I think, overall in terms of what we're going to see.
Will the planters be visible from the street?
The planters, we probably would keep those at the height of the railing. Okay. Just because it's just more so for privacy from the office building side.
Sure.
But in terms of like height, I'm not going to put like a huge palm tree or something like that. Like we would just do a lower planter just to prevent people from being able to walk out.
Okay, but if you can see them from the street, we would need to review those.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that might be a railing, it's just at the moment.
Yeah, are you going to hang them on the railing?
Yeah, it might end up being that. Like, we haven't ironed out exactly what, like, we just know they're not going to be tall, but yeah, we don't have the actual detail of it just yet. But if it does get any taller, we'll definitely let you know.
So are you suggesting anything above 42 inches, or?
If basically, the rule of thumb is if we can see it from the street, then we have to regulate it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe we suggest making it just like a railing with some plants like hanging off of it. But,
yeah. To make it easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we would need those details before you can install those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're quite a ways from that anyway.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So.
Okay.
So I guess what I mean. The reason I asked why coming out 17 feet versus some other amount is I'm going to guess that the closer you are towards the building, then the more that railing disappears from the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I was thinking, well, if it was 15 feet, first of all, you could always come out this way a little bit more to get, I don't know why you're, if this is just a graphic thing, but why you're hitting the window versus coming out and hitting the brick.
There's an atrium, a celestial glass atrium there.
Yeah, I see
there.
It, but that's right here.
Yeah.
But I mean, why you can go here instead versus hitting the glass with the railing.
Yeah. Oh, I think it would actually hit the mullion. That might be a graphic thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it would actually, we wouldn't put a railing up against glass. It would come up to a clean edge.
Right, so my point is it could go even further over. You've got some dimensions here, you know, to accommodate for some of the square footage that you might lose if you pull it back to, say, 15 feet or something.
That's a window here. Could bring it over here.
Did you happen to figure out at what dimension it isn't visible?
We did not, but... look into that once, like, I mean, they're like the reasoning for 17 feet, there wasn't one exactly. It just, we wanted to leave them enough room to have seating,
right?
So it's not too narrow, but still kind of climb over to that side since it's a nicer section of the roof. But I think, like, if you know, if we can move it back a foot and that saves us that basically the top of the handrail that you see from the street, I think that's fine.
Yeah, if you move it back a foot and shift it to the left a little, you still gain the square
footage. Right, that's what I was saying, so you don't lose your square footage.
Yeah.
You can keep the square footage, but just pull it back.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, anything magical about 17.
Like, it's not like the tenant was telling me we want a 17 foot.
Yeah.
Well, I think they wanted to try to maximize their capacity within the code.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, we can, there's some push pull there, though.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I mean, I think you could obviously even go to the center of this post, of this column or something, you know, that gives you
just to get
a little bit more, but wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I would say if you look at it, I think if a foot does it, it disappears, great. If you need to go 2 feet, better if to make it disappear. Beyond that, I mean, I guess I wouldn't be so strict about going more than 2 feet back, even if the rail does slightly show. I think it's going to be so invisible here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all black and shadowy.
Yeah, I think it's just worth knowing, though, at what point.
Yeah.
Because it might not be that much further back.
Yeah.
Sure, it might be 6 feet.
So, I would say, like, between where you show it and 2 feet within that zone, if it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because 2 feet is a lot.
Is a lot more. All right.
Well, from 17, that's
15.
Significant.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. So just, you know.
I'm definitely open to that. So, yeah.
And then, you know, like I said, then we can move it over to the left here a little bit more to give you some more square footage.
So would you like us to come back with a diagram sort of showing a view angle or just...
Yeah, I think you can send it to...
Yeah.
To,
otherwise, you have to wait till January, and that just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we can have to deal with it.
Yeah, and I can just go back up there and hold, you know, hold the yardstick or whatever. And,
yeah, preferably on a really cold day.
I tried to go here every time it was sunny.
Do we not have a cold day this year yet?
So this is going to look like this railing that's here now. So it'll have just the verticals, and then you've got horizontals. You don't have to do the, or does it, or maybe it does.
Well,
we have multiple horizontals
because we added.
I see them.
Yeah, but it would be vertical and one horizontal.
And there might be one at the bottom, which you would see.
The posts,
yeah.
And then the rail at the top, rail at the bottom, and then do you have to do the interim? Probably not because you're farther away from the edge. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do these 4-inch on center things.
No, we don't. Yeah,
because you're far enough from the from the edge that it's not an issue. The roof is out here. Yeah, but yeah, if you might want to check the code, I guess you could get away with not having.
Well,
I think we have to have the guard.
Like any type of ballast or a stairwell, we have to stay within the guidelines,
the
so you still have to do the four inches. But we don't have the, we can have one top rail, one bottom rail, and the ballast.
And then you just have the one bigger post connected.
For the every 6 feet or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what are you, how are you putting them on? You just setting them into the roof, or how are you setting them?
So there's, so if you look at page 6, there's a good photo of the existing door, which is a few inches above the deck. So to get it to be ADA and level,
You gotta put those
raised pavers, But using a very heavy, like the windproof, paver on a raised, like, small platform just to get up to the door.
So you're using concrete pavers with that are on these plinths or little platforms?
Yes.
Yeah. And that, you can do that? I mean, that'll be structurally enough? They're not going to crack or anything? Or?
No.
Yeah, they're designed to sit on. Yeah. It's a system. It's designed to sit on the pedestals.
Yeah, this brand Umbriano suggested that's what to put their product on top of.
But the handrail will be secured to the roof deck.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 42 inches is from finish height of the pavers.
Of the pavers, right. It'd have to be, yeah.
Right.
So that's what I was curious. How are you fastening them to the roof? Are you going to...
These actually just sit on top. The pavers are heavy enough that...
No, I mean the railing. The railing.
Oh, the railing.
You're going to have to lag on them.
Right. It'll be a plate, and we'll have to cut up a square of the blocking in.
Yeah.
And then waterproof over.
Flash it all in. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The post would have a plate bolted to the blocking and then flash it in.
Yeah. And then the flashing has to come up above the paver in order to be maintainable. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have any other thoughts on it now? Comments from the public? No. Okay. So do we want to form a motion?
I'll move to accept the application as presented with the proviso that we'd like, if possible, to really move back so that it's no longer visible from the street.
Yeah. Within a foot or so, And then just show that to...
And the planters.
Whatever you're planning for the planters,
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay.
Cool.
Great. Thank you.
All right, guys. Great. Thanks. Thank you. All right. We'll be in touch.
Is that it?
Just an administrative review, and then we're good.
Which is this, what, this one here, the Farnsworth?
Yep.
All right. This is the one application that was... approved by the staff, and so our motion at the end would be to approve their finding that it met the standards and criteria.
Yeah, and then, so while you guys are reading that, I don't want you to get afraid by seeing that 12-panel antenna. The majority of them are located inside a penthouse-style thing, which is existing today. So it's basically going to look exactly as it does today, and this was approved in 2014.
All right. So this is application number 19.575, 44 Farnsworth Street, and the proposed work is to modify an existing 12-panel antenna, antennas affixed to the penthouse, and install 9 remote radio units, 3 surge arrestors, and replace the existing equipment. So the motion would be to approve this approval. Second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
None.
All right. Now we have the hearing minutes. This is ratification of the minutes from 11/8/2018.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to have, if anybody has any issues with it.
Thanks,
Nick. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
And if not, then a motion to approve. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, no one. None opposed.
What?
It's too bad we can't.
I think he's getting crossed off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It has. So, just to give you an idea, the last time we voted,
I think there was
an absence.
Right.
So we, because we have two vacancies,
we have to have everyone.
Here. Everyone has to be here because of those two vacancies.
Right.
So
we need five.
We can't vote on that. We checked that with the legal team, and that's what they told us. So I'll have it on there every time until everyone's here. So we'll get it eventually.
All right.
So
if that's it?
That's it. No staff updates.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those opposed say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none.
Did the vote pass? Was there enough people? No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you mean for the language?
We missed, yeah.
We need five.
No, we need five.
The two.